Labor Senator Sam Dastyari is under pressure from the Prime Minister to quit the Senate, with the government seizing on claims that he warned a Chinese political donor that his phone was likely tapped by security agencies. The Attorney General, George Brandis, used question time in the Senate to ramp up the government's attack, accusing the influential New South Wales Labor figure of chicanery and describing his position as untenable if the allegations published in Fairfax Media are true. But the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, is giving Senator Dastyari one last chance. Let's go to our political reporter, Dan Conifer. He joins us from our Parliament House studio. Dan, Senate question time has just wrapped up. What have we heard?
Linda, good afternoon. Senate question time started with a question about North Korea, but then quickly turned when the government had its question to these reports in Fairfax papers today about Senator Dastyari and his October 2016 meeting with Huang Xiaomo. Now, Mr. Huang is a Chinese billionaire and also a political donor and property developer. The pair met in October 2016 at Mr. Huang's Sydney home, and Fairfax Media today reports that before the pair met, Senator Dastyari gave Mr. Huang advice on how to avoid having their conversation monitored by security agencies. And Fairfax Media also reports that Senator Dastyari told Mr. Huang his phone was likely tapped by government agencies, including the United States government. George Brandis is the Attorney General, and he was asked about this in the Senate.
If the allegations reported in Fairfax papers are true, then Senator Dastyari has serious questions to answer about the extent to which he is under the influence of foreign interests. Why would an Australian senator warn a foreign national who has been reported as being of security interest to conduct a clandestine conversation out of fear that they may be being listened to by Australia's security services? Why would an Australian senator willfully engage in activity aimed at impeding a suspected national security investigation? If Senator Dastyari cannot satisfactorily explain these matters, then his position has become untenable.
The Attorney General George Brandis in Senate question time. Dan, what's the Prime Minister had to say?
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, is questioning Senator Dastyari's loyalty to Australia, asking whose side is he on? Is he on the side of the agencies that keep us safe, or is he on the side of a foreign government, was the question that Malcolm Turnbull posed. He's not here in Canberra at the moment because the lower house isn't sitting this week after being pushed back. He was in New South Wales, and here's what he had to say on the Fairfax Media reports.
Sam Dastyari has very, very grave questions to answer. Whose side is he on? Really, here he is, an Australian senator who has gone to a meeting with a foreign national with close links to a foreign government and advises that foreign national, Mr. Huang, to put their phones inside to avoid the possibility of surveillance. Why is he giving counter-surveillance advice to Mr. Huang?
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. Dan, what have we heard from Senator Dastyari?
We haven't heard from Senator Dastyari in person, but via a statement, and he's rejected any assertion that he told Mr. Huang anything other than gossip being spread by journalists. Senator Dastyari says he's never possessed or passed on any protected security information because he's never possessed any. And for Mr. Huang's part, he's previously denied that he's tried to exert influence on Australian politicians.
Now, what about the opposition leader, Bill Shorten? What's he had to say?
We've also heard from Bill Shorten via a statement, and he says he, of course, receives briefings from security authorities regularly, but says that he doesn't discuss the detail of those briefings with anyone, including Senator Dastyari. And he says this isn't the first time that Senator Dastyari's judgment has been called into question, and says he expects it to be the last. So certainly a warning there from the Labor leader. We did hear from the Shadow Defence Minister, Richard Marles, earlier this morning. He was speaking about this issue on Sky News.
Senator Dastyari has made clear that he has not, nor was he in a position to disclose any confidential information, to breach any rules around national security, because he wasn't in possession of any of that information. And that's an important point to make here. I've got to say, Kieran, I am a little confused about the source of this story, and I think that does require an explanation. And to be honest, when you think about the last few months, the government is low on trust in this space. So I think we do need to understand exactly what the source of this story is.
Labor frontbencher Richard Marles. Dan, Labor's tried to hit back in Parliament. They revisited last week's dinner between the Prime Minister and another Chinese political donor. What did we learn there?
Yeah, that's right. We learned last week that Malcolm Turnbull, just 4 days after a Chinese businessman's companies declared a $40,000 donation, sat down to dine with the businessman. Lu Zhidong is the name of that man. He's one of three directors of a Gold Coast based Australian energy wind farm company, which describes itself as China's responsible wind power supplier. So when Doug Cameron got the chance to ask a question of George Brandis, he went down that path. Here's an edited extract of that conversation.
On what date was the Prime Minister or his office aware that Mr. Liu's company had made or was going to make a generous donation to the Queensland Liberal National Party?
Let us take at face value what Senator Cameron claims was asserted in this press report as nothing. The fact that, if it be true, the Prime Minister dined with a foreign national, I am advised that any such occasion was organised by the Queensland LNP. It does not bear comparison, Senator Cameron, with Senator Sam Dastyari's conduct.
Attorney General George Brandis in Senate Question Time. Before him, Labor Senator Doug Cameron. Our reporter in Canberra was Dan Conifer.